We'll start off now with the first one, Friend and Anissa.
Okay, so I've chosen just a couple of verses from Mark 14 that I think show Jesus as a friend and also give us an example of how to be a good friend. So they came to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him. Distress and anguish came over him, and he said to them, "The sorrow in my heart is so great that it almost crushes me. Stay here and keep watch." And I think the reason this one sort of stood out to me was because you see Jesus as like quite vulnerable, and he's distressed and anguished, and he's not afraid to tell some of his disciples that, despite being Jesus and this person who's sort of portrayed as such a perfect character and a perfect being. He completely breaks through that and just tells them how he's feeling. And I think that sort of touches me quite a lot, because it shows you that, like, Jesus is giving you an example of how to be vulnerable and open to your friends. It doesn't have to be all of them. He only said it to a couple of his disciples. And I don't know, that verse just really stood out to me about being a friend and being vulnerable and open about the way you're feeling and the way emotions might be tearing you up. But he keeps it to the point as well. He doesn't moan on and on and on. He just tells them straightforward how he's feeling. That really stood out to me. I hope maybe it means something to you as well. Kyra?
So I chose two verses from Mark 6, and they are, "There were so many people coming and going that Jesus didn't even have time to eat. So he said to them, 'Let us go off by ourselves to some place where we will be alone and you can rest for a while.' When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw this large crowd, and his heart was filled with pity for them. His disciples came to him and said, 'It is already very late, and this is a lonely place.'" And I thought that it really shows that Jesus is a friend, because his original plan was to, you know, he'd had a long day, he was going to go off by himself and his disciples, and he was going to have a rest. But once he saw the crowd, like, in need of him, he was filled with pity, and he didn't prioritize his, like, close friends. And he sacrificed his plans, and he went to talk and eat with everyone else. And I thought that was really good, because, you know, I like it when, if I'm in need and my friends, like, come and they share their time with me instead of with someone else. Also, it says his heart was filled with pity for them. I thought that was really important, because, you know, it's not like they're so weak. It's more like he was filled with pity, so he decided to go to them. He was, like, going to help them. And I thought that was really important, because he's recognizing what all his friends need, and he's helping them with it. So, yeah, I thought those are good verses.
I chose Mark 1, verse 7, which says, "Jesus said to them, 'Come with me, and I will teach you to catch people.'" I chose this verse because it shows Jesus is a teacher and teaches other people to teach other people. I would like to teach other people that God always thinks good about you, even when others don't. I learned this from Proverbs 31, verse 25. "She is clothed with strength and dignity and laughs without fear of the future."
I chose Mark 4, verses 3 to 8, known as the parable of the sower. "Listen, once there was a man who went out to sow corn. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and gobbled it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground, where there wasn't very much soil at all. The seed soon sprouted because the soil wasn't deep. Then, when the sun came out, it burnt the young plants, and because the roots had not gone deep enough, they dried out and withered and died. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants, and they didn't produce corn, especially because the fact that there were thorns there and they were poking the plants. But some seeds fell in good soil, and the plants sprouted, grew, and produced corn. Some had 30 grains, others 60, and others 100. I chose this because, well, obviously it's a parable and teachers would teach parables. And since it is a parable, it's mainly a tale that people of the time of Jesus would understand it. While it may be a bit more complex for us, the people there would have had more of a chance of knowing what that meant. And the verse really also helped me to consider what kind of Christian I really am, whether I'm just someone who will take whatever information I can get because it's good for me, or try and help the kingdom of God spread and grow. Thank you. I chose Mark chapter 2 verse 7, which says, "How does he dare talk like this? This is blasphemy. God is the only one who can forgive sins." I chose this verse because it shows me that Jesus can forgive what people have done wrong. This makes me feel that what I've done wrong can be solved.
I may not look quite like Jade, but this is what Jade wrote. So she chose Mark 2, verse 5, which says, "Seeing how much faith they had, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, 'My son, your sins are forgiven.'" Jesus is a savior because even though you have done something wrong, God will always forgive you. For me, this means that even if everyone has not forgiven me and not my friend, God will. And I believe we're now going to have a quick song. Thank you.
I chose Mark 8, 22-25, which says, "They came to Bethsheba, where some people brought a blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. After spitting on the man's eyes, Jesus placed his hands on him and asked him, 'Can you see anything?' The man looked and said, 'Yes, I can see people, but they look like trees walking around.' Jesus again placed his hands on the man's eyes. This time the man looked intently. His eyesight returned and he saw everything clearly." The reason I chose this verse to show Jesus as healer is because he healed people of things doctors of the time couldn't heal and we still can't.
I chose Mark 2, 1-12, which describes Jesus healing a paralyzed man. In this story, a paralyzed man is brought to Jesus by his friends, who lowered him through a roof on a mat so that he could see Jesus and be healed. The Bible says, he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, pick up your mat and go home." While they all watched the man, they got up, picked up his mat and hurried away. They were all completely amazed and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." I chose this verse because the paralyzed man's friend had a lot of faith in Jesus that he could heal this man, that they went through all the effort to lower him through the roof and to be healed by Jesus, and Jesus did so in seconds. He immediately stood up, and pushed him through the crowd.
Thank you very much, guys. So often on Sunday mornings when we're out having fun, we do skits. So to try and unwrap and show what the Bible verse is and to really get the kids to get involved with it, we often get them to act things out. And one of the Bible verses that the kids really enjoyed, they are going to do a skit of it for you now. So kids and anyone who has been roped into being little pigs, can they please come to the front now or go up onto the stage and get in position?
Jesus and his disciples arrived on the other side of Lake Galilee in the territory of Gerasa. As soon as Jesus got out of the boat, he was met by a man who came out of the burial caves. This man had an evil spirit and lived among the tombs. Nobody could keep him tied with chains anymore. Many times his feet and hands had been tied, but every time he broke the chains and smashed the irons on his feet, he was too strong for anyone to control him. Day and night he wandered among the tombs and through the hills, screaming and cutting himself with stones. He was some distance away from Jesus when he saw Jesus, so he ran, fell on his knees before him, and screamed in a loud voice. There was a large herd of pigs nearby feeding on a hillside, so the spirits begged Jesus.
Wait, I know! Send me into those little swine thingies, please! There's tons of them, they can take it! Okay.
The whole herd, about 2,000 pigs in all, rushed down the side of the cliff into the lake and was drowned. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had the demons begged him. So the man left and went all through the 10 towns telling what Jesus had done for him, and all who had heard it was amazed.
Thank you very much, guys. So that skit also kind of covers two points. So it's healer, because obviously Jesus cast the demons out of the guy and healed him, but also it shows how he's the... Son of Man, because he has power over the spiritual as well. We're now going to continue with our fifth point, so... Josh, again.
Just need to find my verse. 61. Okay. I chose Mark 14, 61 to 62. But Jesus kept quiet and would not say a word. Again, the high priest questioned him. Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed God? I am, answered Jesus. And you will all see the Son of Man seated on the right of the Almighty and coming with the clouds of heaven. Now, this obviously proves he's the Savior by the fact he did say that he is the Savior and was willing to admit that he is someone that they're saying that he's not, in front of people who are trying to kill him, which honestly I think takes a lot of bravery and courage, and I think that that can reflect to us as since we're Christians, we follow in the example of Jesus, so we must be brave and not let anything steer us away from the path that we're on. Bye-bye.
I chose Mark 8, verse 7 to 30, which describes Peter's declaration about Jesus. Then Jesus and his disciples went away to a village near Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Tell me, who do people say I am?" Some say that you are John the Baptist, they answer. Others say you are Elijah, while others say you are one of the prophets. What about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Then Jesus ordered them, "Do not tell anyone about me." I chose this verse because after the feeding of the 4,000, the teaching of the Pharisees' sins, and the healing of a blind man, finally Peter truly works out that he is the Messiah. even though it took the disciples a lot of time after all of the miracles.
Cool. Thank you very much to all who came up and spoke then. We are now going to continue into a time of worship with a few songs.